I think the how governments or how individuals can communicate to government. So you will now have to prove that you are, quote unquote, a historic Anglophone, historic Quebec Anglophone, in order to access government services. So when you, in theory, if you follow the letter of the bill, every time you call government, whether you want to talk to a Revenue Quebec agent, whether you want to talk to, you want to report an outage to Hydro-Quebec, whether you want to talk to the MAPAC because you want to apply to some grant as a local farmer, you will have to do that in French or prove that you are a historic Anglophone. So prove to them every time you interact with them that you are somebody who has that legal right to speak to them in English. And you do that through the same way that, that you can get your kids enrolled in English school. But you have to prove that to government every time, which is a huge burden. It basically empowers government officials to say, no, unfortunately, sir, ma'am, I cannot speak to you in English, even though just because you don't have that proof right now. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, and interesting not in a good way, in a very restrictive way in terms of services that Anglophones access from government.